Would please and turn, if you would, to 1 Timothy chapter number 4. I know time's moving along this morning, and I won't preach all the thoughts that I have today on these particular verses of Scripture, but a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, we began to look at a thought on not neglecting our opportunities, and I want to continue that thought this morning, or kick that thought back off again in our hearts and our minds today for just a few moments this morning. And Brother Scott, he's already, the things that he said has already certainly put our minds in that kind of direction, because certainly this morning, if we're not careful, we neglect the opportunities that God gives unto us. And if you remember back a few weeks ago, when I began this thought out of the book of James in chapter number 4, and certainly as we realize, as James said there in verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And so we realize today that life, even at very best, is very short. And we've seen that take place here just even this week, certainly this past week with our own church family. So we know that time can be very short and is even at very best. If you live to be 100 compared to eternity, it's very short. And so as we begin to look at that thought of not neglecting our opportunities, we talked about, first of all, not neglecting our opportunity for salvation. And I would say to you this morning, if you're here and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, then I certainly pray that the Spirit of God would speak to you today, even in this service. I pray that He already has spoken to your heart and brought you to the realization that certainly your greatest need is that need of salvation. And the Bible says today is the day of salvation. So I want you to consider, friend, don't neglect your opportunity of salvation. I want to start a thought this morning for just a few moments, and as you pray for us today, to kind of get our mindset again on this, not neglecting our opportunities, and certainly not only for salvation, but secondly today, I want us to think about in our thought today, not neglecting our opportunity to share the gospel. Not neglecting our opportunity to share the gospel. I want you to think about that this morning as we read these verses in 1 Timothy chapter number 4. We're going to start reading in verse number 11 down through verse number 16. And again, I know I'm not going to be able to give you everything that I have this morning pertaining to this thought. But again, I just wanted to get it kicked off in our hearts and our minds. And we'll come back tonight, Lord willing, and continue to look at that thought, because we need to all realize the great importance of sharing the gospel. If you've been here on Wednesday night, the last couple of Wednesday nights, we have certainly been looking in the Gospel of Matthew, and there in chapter number 13, talking about the parable of the sower and the seed and the soil, and how that pertains also to the message that we're bringing here this morning with the help of the Lord. So again, I want us to consider not neglecting our opportunity to share the gospel. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God, if you're able to stand, and certainly if you're not, that's okay. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, is Paul is writing to young Timothy and encouraging him and instructing him. I want you to notice what he says starting in verse number 11. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou, now watch it, I want you to watch these verses of Scripture. There's some great things in here that I want us all to get a hold of here today. But be thou an example of the believers. You ought to underline that. You ought to underline that in your heart and your mind. Be thou an example of the believers. Then he gives some things to be an example in. First of all, he says in word. And then in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Verse 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Oh, I tell you, there's some great things here if we could get a hold of them this morning. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Notice in verse 15, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself, or unto thyself, and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For notice in the latter part of verse 16, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin and, Lord, the relationship and fellowship we have with you, with your people. And, Lord, thank you for this great opportunity and this privilege to be back in your house this morning. Thank you for those that have come today to worship and honor you. And, Lord, all that's already been done this morning, the teaching of the Word of God, the wonderful singing and the testimonies, and Father, the Spirit of God, Lord, just flooding our hearts this morning, Lord. I just want to thank you for that. I'm glad that we're serving a true and a living God. I'm glad that, Father, everything in heaven's all right this morning. I'm glad that with you everything's well. And so I just pray this morning that we just continue to worship you and honor you and glorify you. Thank you for your word this morning. And I pray now as your servant, as I stand here for just a little while this morning, I pray, Father, anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray that you would anoint my heart, my mind, and my mouth. And I would say those things this morning that need to be said in this service. And then I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive, Lord, to what you have for us here today. Help us all, Lord, to look within each of our own hearts today and our own lives and truly challenge us and motivate us that we would truly not neglect the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, move among us today for someone here that's not saved. I pray, prick their heart. And then again, challenge us all here today that are saved by your good grace. Lord, time's running out. Help us to be found doing the Father's business. Lord, lifting you up. You said if you be lifted up, Lord, you draw all men unto you. So take the message. Help us now. And Lord, I'll thank you and praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. As I stand in this place so many times, I always feel compelled to try to help motivate each of us in our Christian life and our Christian walk to be everything that God would have us to be. As we read there in the book of James, we see the brevity of life. We realize that certainly we all hope that we have tomorrow and we have next week and we have next month and we have next year. And certainly I hope that would be the case. But friend, we just do not know. None of us here know how much longer that we have here in this walk of life. But I would say today that I pray God would encourage us to make the most of the life that God has given unto us. And so I'm afraid many times, even in our Christian walk, if we're not careful, we begin to neglect the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And could I say this morning it's still good news? Hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus still loves us. I'm glad he died for us. I'm glad he rose again. I'm glad he ascended back to the Father to sit on the right hand of the Father to be my intercessor, to be my great high priest, to be the one that I can call on in the midnight hour, to be the one that I can look to for leadership and guidance and direction and encouragement and peace and joy and all the things that I need for this walk of life. Friend, if you don't know him today, I want you to understand something today. You need him. You need him. Friend, I can't emphasize how much you need him. And then not only do you need him, but again, for those that are saved, how we need to live for him and share with others this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning I pray again that we would not neglect the opportunity to share the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now again, as Paul is writing to Timothy here, we find in verse number 14, he uses that word, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Again, I'm not going to have time this morning to share all that I would like to in this particular sermon this morning, but just to kind of begin to give you some brief thoughts, that word neglect, it means again to be careless of, to make light of, to be negligent of, or to not regard. And again, I'm afraid if we're not careful, we're doing that very thing with the opportunity to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us not overlook this morning the importance of the opportunity and the responsibilities, we've already said, that each of us have that are saved to share through our lives the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to be sure that you and I this morning cannot save any individual, but let us realize that we do have the responsibility of sharing and living forth the gospel that others might see, that others might hear, and that others might come to know this same Savior that you and I know so wonderfully this morning. Could I ask you a question this morning? Is it good to be saved? Is it good to know that your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is it good to know that you got a peace today that passes all understanding? Is it good to know this morning that your sins have been forgiven? Is it good to know, hallelujah, that you got a Savior that you can call on at any time, anywhere, any circumstance? Isn't it good to know that when God gets done with us here, that we've got a better place to go? Isn't it good to know that there's going to be a reunion day one day after a while? Isn't it good to know, thank God, that you're going to walk on the street of gold one day? Isn't it good to know that you're going to go to a land one of these days that you'll never face sickness, that you'll never face another sorrow, that you'll never sin again? Thank God. And that, thank God, there'll never be any more separation. There'll be no more Satan. There'll be no more hard days. There'll be no more heartaches. There, hallelujah, this morning. I'm glad today, thank God, for such a place and such a land. You say, preacher, you're talking like it's real. Friend, if I didn't believe it wasn't real, hallelujah, I'd get out of this pulpit and let somebody else do it. But I believe it's real. I know it's real. And thank God, I'm glad I'm saved and redeemed by the Lamb of God this morning. Hallelujah. Well, if it's good for me to be saved, it ought to be good for you to be saved. It ought to be good for some other folks to be saved. Then why do we so neglect the opportunity to share? I've been guilty. Now, I know nobody that want to say amen right there, but probably every one of us in here today that's saved has neglected the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel. Why? Because we have to fight against this flesh. We have to fight against the influences of this world. We have to fight against the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We have to battle with pride. We have to battle with acceptance. I mean, think about it. There's so many things that I could mention. And sometimes we're just lazy. Amen. Sometimes we're just lazy. We neglect the sharing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And He's not this morning, as He has commanded us. We think for some reason that it's optional. But for the true child of God, it's not optional. It's a command that we share this good news. And so this morning, we should not neglect or be careless of, to make light of, to be negligent or not regard the importance of sharing the gospel. As we come to our text verse this morning, we find these verses that we read until you're here today that Paul is encouraging and challenging Timothy some things about his own personal life. See, this is a personal thing. Each of us has that personal. Now, we have it collectively as the church, and I understand that. And I pray that we all understand that. But, friend, not only do we have it collectively, but we each have that responsibility personally to share the gospel. Let me give you another verse of Scripture quickly this morning in James chapter number 4, that same chapter that I read about the brevity of life. It's like a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanisheth away. James says in the last verse of that chapter, chapter number 4, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? It is what? Sin. We think of sin as A lot of times the things we say and a lot of times the and it is, I understand that. But a lot of times it can be the things that we neglect to do. We don't think of it much like that. We think of the drunkard and the doper and the harlot and all those guys. Oh, that's sin, and it is. But for those that are saved this morning, if we're not very careful in our own life today, we are sinning and being negligent of sharing this good news of the gospel. Why? Because somebody needs to hear it. Oh, somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs to see it. Because people are dying and perishing all around us. See, people are dying that are ready to die. And then there's people dying that are not ready to die. Because they don't know Christ today. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help me this morning. I pray you'd help our church to greater understand the significance of sharing the gospel. I want us to think about a few things here from our text first this morning. As we consider this thought of not neglecting our opportunity to share the gospel. Now, as we think about sharing the gospel, there's a couple of things that I want us to keep in mind. First of all, sharing the gospel is proclaiming His Word. Proclaiming His Word. Now, that's what I try to do every time I stand in this pulpit, is to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly, that's not the only way to proclaim it. Certainly, you and I all have the responsibility. Now, the called preacher today, the God-called man of God that's called to preach the Word of God, if he does anything else other than preach the Word of God, then he's not following the call that God's put on his life. Amen. We are called to proclaim the good news of the gospel. We're called to proclaim the whole counsel of God. But also this morning, not only is it my responsibility, but each of us here today has a voice, has a tongue. And I appreciate what Brother Jill said this morning in the opening up of the Sunday school. If you missed that, you missed a great blessing. I mean, he began to talk about the tongue and some things. And I know that was the Sunday school lesson today. And I'm sure all the teachers brought out a wonderful lesson concerning our tongue. And certainly we proclaim a lot of things this morning. But how many of us are taking our tongues and our talents and truly proclaiming the good news of the gospel this morning? Listen, this message will challenge our hearts. This message this morning, I pray, will challenge our hearts. I pray that it will challenge each of us to the point that we truly see the importance of sharing the gospel. Because my word today is not going to change people's lives. Your word this morning is not going to change people's lives. Fox News Channel is not going to change people's lives. CNN and all those other crooked news people. I've got to be careful this morning. I'll make somebody offended. Somebody said not long ago, and I've heard this all my life, that you can't believe anything you hear about half of what you see. And we're living in that time. Listen, you're not going to get what you need from the news channel. But it's amazing how much time we spend in our lives sharing other things other than the gospel. So number one, this morning, we have the responsibility and the privilege to proclaim through our own tongue, our own mouth, our own lips, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray God would challenge each of us. Listen, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know people want to turn a deaf ear to it. Listen, but they always have. They just can't see the need that they have. So we can proclaim it by proclaiming His Word. Because that's what's going to get the job done. That's what's going to bring the sinners under old time conviction and bring them to the realization that there is a Savior that loves them and died for them and will save them and redeem them if they'll trust Him. And friend, He'll do that for you here today. He'll save you today. Today He'll save you and redeem you. And then as God's children today, May he again challenge each of us this morning not to neglect our opportunity to share this good news of the gospel. We have the opportunity to proclaim it or to proclaim his word. We have tracts. There are so many different ways to proclaim his word. And so this morning, let us each search out that way that God would have us to proclaim his word and do it diligently and do it as Paul is encouraging Timothy here, certainly to give himself wholly to it. Boy, it'd probably be amazing what would happen in our church. It would probably be amazing what would happen in our church if we would make this a priority of our life. Preacher, do you believe that this morning? I still believe there's power in the Word of God today. There's power to change lives this morning. And if we don't get busy doing it, who will? If the Lord stays his coming, what do you want to see your church like in 5 years, in 10 years? I mean, if we keep going out here, it's going to keep getting less in here. We're headed for trouble. We need to proclaim. We need to proclaim his word this morning. Not only do we need to proclaim his word, but there needs to be a presentation of our walk. The presentation of our walk, and that's what Paul here is saying to young Timothy. He's encouraging him to take that gift that God's given him, and God had given him a gift to proclaim the wonderful news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, just as he's given you and I the gift and the responsibility to do that, but not only through proclaiming his word, but through the presentation of our life. It's not only what we say, but it's how we live. Notice Paul encourages Timothy to be thou an example of the believers. Now, of course, this morning we know that he's the greatest example. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus himself. But then Paul is encouraging Timothy to go out and live your life as an example of a child of God. Could I ask us another question this morning? Number one, are we proclaiming the word of God through our witness, as far as our personal witness, our tongues, our lips, our mouth? Are we doing that this morning? And secondly, are we in the presentation of our life proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, well, preacher, how could we do that? Well, Paul gives Timothy here 6 things. That I want to share with you quickly this morning, and I'll be done. I want you to notice, first of all, in being an example of the believers, and I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, secondly, and I'm not going to get into this morning, maybe tonight, but exercising your gift, and then the effects of not neglecting. But first of all, I want us to think about being an example of the believers. Being an example of the believers. Every day, we have the opportunity to be an example before somebody. Could I say somebody? I think Brother Jill made mention of this morning and opened up the Sunday school. Somebody is listening. Somebody is watching. I've said that many times, but you know, sometimes I think we need to be reminded. Could I say this morning? Not only is somebody seeing and somebody watching and somebody listening, I'm going to tell you, but somebody's counting on me. Somebody's counting on you. It may not be anybody but your children. But hallelujah, I want them to see in me a presentation of living out a Christian life. I know we're not perfect. I know we mess up. I know we fail this morning because we're still in this body of flesh. But that doesn't mean that we have to stay there. That doesn't mean we have to live like that. God's been too good to us. God's done too much for us this morning that we ought not to consecrate ourselves and dedicate ourselves and commit ourselves. God, with your help, I want to live godly in Christ Jesus. I want to show them a presentation of something different than this world has to offer. I'm telling you, thank God this morning, as I've already said, I'm glad I'm redeemed and saved. Thank God on my way to heaven, and I want to live like it. I want to act like it. I want to be a witness to others, and I want to be an example to my family this morning. You ought to want to be not only to my family, but to everybody I meet. I want to be an example of the believer. Listen, that's going to take some work. That's going to take some dedication. That's going to take some consecration. That's going to take some separation. Whew. Preacher, that's asking an awful lot. Well, just how much did Jesus do for you? How much did He do for me? Friend, I tell you what, He gave it all. He gave it all. He gave it very soon. He shed every drop of blood. I'll tell you what that He had. Thank God so we could be redeemed and saved by the good grace of God. So listen to me. We owe it all to Him. All to Him I owe. So many people today are just living half-hearted Christianity. Now this gets down to where we live. A lot of people can't handle this. Especially in the modern world we live today. Oh, that's old fogey stuff. Preacher, you're talking about that old time Christianity. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. And praise God, as long as God will leave me here and let me stay in my right mind, I'm going to stand right there. Now, if you've got thoughts of going somewhere else, off out there into that liberal world and liberal ways, and friend, listen, I'm going to pray for you, but I'm going to warn you as well this morning, you ought to stay away from that mess. You ought to stay away from this modern mess today that has no sign of God in it, that has no consecration in it, that has no separation in it. Thank God, I'm going to tell you what, here's one man of God this morning that's going to stand in the old time way, proclaim the old paths, take this King James Bible with God's help and proclaim it to a world today that needs to be saved, that's willing to stay and thank God and sing at the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my soul rolled away. I'm telling you this morning, thank God for the old time way. Thank God this morning for a God that still honors those that will honor Him. Thank God this morning, church, there's nowhere to back up to. It's only move forward for the glory of God this morning. I don't have time for that. And if you've got thoughts otherwise, then you need to rethink your thinking. Amen. Hey, man. I'd rather have God than to have any of that mess. Amen. Hey, man. Just give me God this morning. Give me the presence and the power of God over all that mess. Amen. Not that all of it is this morning, but I tell you what, there's a whole lot of sounds out there. Strange sounds and strange fire. I don't want anything to do with. You say, preacher, why'd you say all that? I don't know, but there it was. So if you got in your mind this morning something different, you might ought to redo your thinking. Because God's been too good to us. God's brought us too far. Than to do anything other than to follow Him. Paul is encouraging Timothy. Don't neglect the opportunity to share the gospel. Be an example of the believers. Let me give you these things quickly this morning. I'll be done. The fact that every day we have the opportunity to impact somebody's life, either positively or negatively. Think about that. If it wasn't anything but my children getting in, it'd be worth it. I'm going to do it for Him. I'm going to do it for them. I was studying last night. Kids were over at the house. And Cam comes upstairs. And I'm there laying on my bed and got my Bible open, trying to study for today. He said, "Papa, I want to go to church. I want to go to church." See, we didn't have church last week. "I want to go to church." I said, "Little fella," I said, "Lord willing, tomorrow morning we're going to church." Dear God, if I don't do it for nobody else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dear God in heaven, help me to be an example of the believers. That them little fellows over there that's coming up in a world that hates God, that's going to do everything it can to take every bit of the God we try to put them and tire it out of them. Help me, God, to stand. Thank God on the principles of the Word of God. Help me to hold up some standards in my life that they might see that there's a true and a living God that loved them and saved them and redeemed them and is worthy of my very best. Hallelujah. Y'all do it for them. Dad, y'all do it for your children. Hallelujah. Praise God, y'all do it, first of all, for yourself. Y'all do it for your children. Y'all do it for your wife. Y'all do it for your grandchildren. Be thou an example. Preacher, you always been the best example? I'd have to say no. But Lord, help me to be a better example of the believers. Let me give you some things here. First of all, to be an example of the believers in word. That was gone over in the Sunday school lesson for you that was in Sunday school, but for you that wasn't. I'm trying to help you. Are you being the right example? We think the preacher is the only one who has the responsibility of sharing the gospel. Well, you're sharing it. Or there's a lack of sharing it. Oh, my, we'll get off on another rabbit. I better quit. Be an example of the believers. First of all, what does he say? In word. In word this morning simply speaks of our speech, our talk. And this question lies on my heart this morning and on my mind as I look into my own heart, my own mind this morning. Do we talk like the world? God forbid. Well, Preacher Paul's writing to Timothy, and Timothy was a preacher, and that's just for preachers. Nowhere do I see that. It's for all of us. I wonder today, are we being an example of the believers in word? If we talk like the world, I can promise you today, we're not sharing the gospel. Listen, we can't beat people over the head, and I understand that. You can't make people be saved. But if we'll look for the opportunities and the right opportunities, we can stick in a little here and stick in a little there. Brother Scotty was talking about being at the hospital. In those kind of cases, you see all kinds of families, all kinds of belief systems and unbelief systems. Sometimes just let them know that God's been good to you. Could ring a bell in her heart and her mind. Well, I wonder what he's talking about. I wonder what she's talking about. But I'll say this morning, if all we ever do is complain and murmur and talk about the church and talk about the people in the church, and I don't have these things wrote down. These are just coming fresh, just falling. Hallelujah. For that rain that falls. Amen. If all we ever do is tear it down, in front of our families, in front of our children, in front of our co-workers, and in front of our neighbors. Well, you couldn't drive them in here with a D7 dozer. Are we neglecting our opportunity to share the gospel through word? Do we talk like the world? Again, God forbid. Do we talk about what the world talks about? Do we take the opportunity to use our speech this morning and our talk in a manner that lets others know that there's something different about us? If you tell all the dirty jokes, if you use foul language, ooh, it's getting quiet in the house of God this morning. Be thou an example of the believers. In word. What you say is important. How you say it is important.
Be thou an example of the believers in word. Secondly, it says in conversation, you say, well, preacher, that's the same thing. No, conversation means our behavior. How do we behave outside the four walls of the church? Ooh. It ought to be easy to come in here and look Christian. Praise God, you ought to. This is God's house. Lord, you're going to have to help me this morning. I think I'm about to lose them. But it's not how we live in here that people really see. You can sing, oh, how I love Jesus, and shout the victory in here and go out there and live like a devil, and you've lost them. Amen. Conversation talks about our behavior. How we act and how we react. Sometimes it's not so much how we act, but it's how we react. It really gets me in trouble if I'm not careful. I don't always have to react the way the devil puts across my mind to react. Woo! Hallelujah! Victory in Jesus! No wonder some of us are living a defeated life. We ain't even trying to. Watch our actions and our reactions. Again, somebody's seeing, somebody's listening, and somebody's counting on you. Somebody's counting on you. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, in my position, I got a lot of eyes. Got a lot of ears. I got a lot of people counting on me. But you need to understand you have people counting on you as well. Don't neglect your opportunity to share the gospel through word, through conversation, through your life. How you act, how you react. Be thou an example of the believers. Thirdly, in charity. Then he talks about in spirit, in faith, in purity. James 1:27, I'll come back and hit some of these tonight, Lord willing, but James 1:27, let me give you this. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fathers and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. God calls us out to be separate this morning. Preacher, you mentioned that, you mentioned it, and you mentioned it because, I'll be honest with you, a lot of times we need to be reminded of it. I know how today's world is and today's Christianity is. It's pulling at you and pulling at you and pulling at you. And what we need to do this morning is focus on the responsibility that each of us has to share the gospel. Listen, God may not call any of us to do great big things as far as the world is considering this morning. And that'll be okay. But if we fail in our life to commit ourselves and consecrate ourselves to sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ through our lives, it's not only proclaiming, but it's practicing. That's what Paul is reminding Timothy of, these verses of Scripture. Let us today, and I said let us, including myself, truly see and realize the importance of sharing the gospel. Sharing the gospel. Because it's the only hope of mankind today. The reality of this thing is this morning,
if people die and perish without God, they're going to go to a place that you and I cannot even imagine, that was not even prepared for mankind, but for the devil and his angels. But real people are dying and perishing without God. Well, preacher, I can't make a difference. With that kind of attitude, you won't. But be assured today, you and I can make a difference with the help of God, sharing the gospel through our lives of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, if it affects just one, that's one that doesn't have to die and perish without God. Just one. And you're influencing somebody's life today. I'd love to see everybody saved. I would. I believe that ought to be the heartbeat of every Christian, to see everybody saved. And the thing about it, everybody could be. But I'm afraid everybody won't be, simply because they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you've rejected Him, don't reject Him today. You need Him. You need Him now, and you'll need Him in the world to come. And I don't want you to miss heaven. I don't want to have to stand here behind this pulpit, if the Lord allows me to live and stays His coming, and see them come rolling you in this building, and have to stand behind this pulpit and wonder, were they really saved? Did they get in? Are they in glory today? Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I believe when you close your eyes in death here, I believe you wake up over there. But if you close your eyes in death here, not ready, then as the rich man in the book of Luke, the Bible says in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. That's how serious this thing is. Don't neglect the opportunity for salvation. Don't neglect the opportunity to share the gospel. Let's stand to our feet all over the building. Brother Scotty, come get us a song. Father, we love You this morning. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for this book. And not just any book, but thank You for the Word of God, the Word of the living God, and a living Word which speaks to our hearts. Now, Lord, I know the message has been scattered this morning, but I do pray that each of us will consider in our own hearts this morning. Number one, where we're going to spend eternity. There may be some folks here today not ready to meet God. Now, I pray everybody in the building say, but Lord, I don't know that. Only that individual standing there today. And You know where our heart truly is this morning. And Lord, if they're not saved, I pray right now, Father, would You prick that heart? Would You convict that heart in? Give them the faith to step out today and come to an altar and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then this morning, I pray that You'd help us that are saved. Lord, how much fruit are we bearing? How much fruit are we showing forth? Lord, according to that parable of the sower and the seed, when that seed fell in good ground, it brought forth fruit. I wonder today, as I search my own heart, I pray that each today will search. Lord, are we bringing forth good fruit? Are we through our lives sharing the good news of the gospel? Or are we neglecting this great opportunity and this privilege and this responsibility? And I'm sure all of us today, Father, could do a far better job. I pray that You'd help us. Lord, our church needs to be about the Father's business, sharing the good news through proclaiming the Word and through putting to practice and being an example of the believers. Take the invitation, use it this morning, speak to our hearts, and I pray that each of us would be obedient.
And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. As we sing together, is God speaking to your heart? Do you have a need today?
Jesus, keep me near.
How about it, friend? How about it, friend?
Bear a precious fountain.
How about it? Are you saved? Do you have it settled this morning? If you don't have, why don't you come get it settled right now? It'll be our pleasure to wait on you, to pray with you, to help you. Point you to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Are you neglecting your opportunity to share the gospel through your life? Are you being an example of the believers, of the believers, of the believers? Do you need to come? Do you need to come? Oh, yes. Thank God. Do you need to come? Do you need to come? Oh, sing out, church. Thank God for the cross. Hallelujah for the cross. Glory to His name for the cross. Let's sing one more. One more stanza. One more line. Would you come?
Near the cross, O Lamb of God.
Would you come?
Bring the saints before me. Help me walk.
How do you stand with Him this morning? You come. Sing out, church, sing out. Are you glad for the cross? Hallelujah for the cross. Thank God for the cross, church. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah for the cross. I say glory for the cross. Thank God for the cross. It'll still get the job done. That's still good news in a world that needs some good news. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being here today. If you visited with us, if you don't have a church home, I would encourage you to come back and be with us in any or all of our services. Our next scheduled service, Lord willing, will be tonight. Prayer room 5:45, service at 6, and then Wednesday night, prayer room 7:15, service at 7:30. Anybody with a word, testimony, anything on your heart?